Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Spartanburg County Sheriff Bill Rhines got a message for whoever disabled the flock camera. You might have got a 12-year-old killed. What's just happened here in this county, the upstate, I should say, in the last 72 hours has been remarkable. Flock safety cameras were used to quickly retrieve two kidnapped girls. Mm-hmm. The case of the 12-year-old, Lee, and I know you've had this in the news.
Yeah.
The case of the 12-year-old abducted by the 31-year-old balding creep and taken clear across the country might have ended very differently without flock cameras, says Bill Ryan, Spartanburg County Sheriff. Here he is, and he's talking about what they were able to do. And it again, is a remarkable story because it didn't used to go this way. 12-year-old South Carolina girl was abducted after being groomed on social media. She was found safe in Independence County yesterday on Wednesday following a frantic 23-hour multi-state search. The suspect, 31-year-old creep Brandon Lee Britton, was taken into custody in Independence County where he's awaiting extradition. Riley Berryhill, a student at Woodruff Middle School, was reported missing at 5:47 p.m. on Tuesday. So just shy of 6 o'clock, okay? After she's last seen walking along Arnold Road toward Highway 101. Immediately, deputies and investigators canvass the area. They review business surveillance video. So that's private video from businesses. Spoke with witnesses. As soon as they were able to get the surveillance footage showing Berryhill climbing into the dark Chevrolet Malibu just before 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, they immediately were able to take the license plate and use the flock license plate reader network across the country to locate the vehicle, tracking pings overnight in Alabama before receiving a hit in Arkansas at 3:20 p.m. Wednesday. So less than 24 hours later. They linked the car's registered owner to information previously provided by Berryhill's family, and they got her. It could have gone much faster, Lee. It could have gone way faster, but somebody decided to deface and disable a critical flock camera. Here's Spartanburg Sheriff Bill Ryan yesterday talking about this.
Once a vehicle had been identified, investigators began utilizing flock safety. And at approximately 3:20 p.m. this afternoon, investigators were able to acquire a tag and identify the vehicle by using this technology. This was the singular picture, and we will provide this to you, of that vehicle at that point in time, and it was the Malibu that we were looking for. This is a picture of the individual who came to South Carolina with the intentionality of abducting Riley. Unfortunately, for 23 hours, these officers were out there knocking on doors, looking at camera footage, and somebody who does not like flock technology made the decision to damage intentionally a flock camera outbound going out of Woodruff. Had that camera not have been damaged, we would have solved this and likely had her back safely by midnight last night.
That could have been life or death to that little girl.
Yep.
Thank God it wasn't. I hope she wasn't raped. I hope the person who did that sees this newscast. Because this is not a black and white issue, Lee.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not. Now, here's the crazy thing. Riley Berryhill is the second kidnapped girl that flock cameras have allowed local law enforcement to return to her family this week.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
We reported on another one.
Yeah, there was another 13-year-old girl, she took flight with a 17-year-old. But this case, this is terrifying. This girl spent 23 hours with him. And again, I hope she wasn't raped. Maybe she was. They'd have had her by midnight. She's gone by 3:20. They'd have had her by midnight if somebody didn't think they knew better. And I got a message for that person. I share your concern about government surveillance. I despise it. For 20 years, I have fought tooth and nail to end FISA and the NSA database surveillance. I don't give a damn what they say about terrorists. Our government is far scarier than any terrorist could ever be. But I want to tell you something. Okay, this is me and you. I'm talking to you. Understand this. Your cell phone, they have every porno you've ever watched. They have every text you've ever sent. They have every email you've ever sent, every transaction you've ever done in your bank account, everywhere you have ever gone. It's in the NSA database, and it's illegally accessed every year, roughly a million times between the Department of Homeland Security. Every one of them is a felony. Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. So you mad? You want to fight? You fight with me. You fight them. Let's fight them. Every conversation you have, they got that too. Rand Paul all but told me that when I was on the radio in Charleston. I said, well, they got everything, what but our conversations? And he said, well, no, there's four more programs. I said, wait, are they recording our conversations on our phones? He said, there's four more programs. They have it all. They know where you are all the time. All the time. Nobody cares. I was thrilled when FISA wasn't reauthorized. I had a guy text me the other day, well, I'll put it in one of those Faraday bags and they won't know. Will you take your phone out when you get where you're going? Yes, I'm going to use it for work. And they still know where you are, honey. You want to fight? You want to fight mass surveillance? Let's fight that. Here's another good fight, okay? And Lee, I had the sheriff on about this, okay? And I said this, I trust local law enforcement to have these cameras. I do. Yeah. Local law enforcement. Because we can take out politically in a primary very easily anybody we want, anytime we want in this mm-hmm. county, we could do it.
Yep.
So they work for us at our pleasure. And I got no problem with our sheriff having flock cameras. He's been incredibly responsive when deputies have abused it and bam, out the door they go. And he criminally investigates them. So good, right? The problem with the flock camera system, you want to fight, this is where we fight, okay? We don't protect predators. We don't do that. What the problem is, and our sheriff did not have a good answer to this, and this is what we need a good answer for, okay? He deletes the video after 30 days. He doesn't keep it. The problem is the video goes to SLED, which is our state law enforcement agency, and from there, it is number one in the big flock camera database where it's not deleted. But the other problem, too, is there's national access by law enforcement agencies. OK, that's not good. That's problematic. So what we need to figure out is how we can keep local control over a system like this. And what we really need to figure out is how to end FISA warrant spying in the NSA database. Just blow that thing up and destroy everything in. That's the privacy fight. That's the scary fight right there. But Lee, here's the thing. What do flock cameras capture? Ooh, what do I do in my privacy of my home? Nope, sorry. That's the federal government. Try again. What do flock cameras capture?
Well, that would be transportation on public highways.
Public highways. Now, I'd have a huge problem if flock cameras were directed to private property. No can do. Public highways. Okay, when you go back to the U.S. Constitution and our state constitutions, by the way, one of the few things government was ever supposed to do, and there weren't many, was provide for the public highway system. They didn't call it that then, but the trade routes, the transportation routes, and to maintain them. That is a constitutional duty of our actual federal and state government. There is no privacy on those highways. They are truly a government good. And that goes all the way back to the founding. And the founding of the state, by the way. So I got no problem with that. And that is why, Lee, that for instance, and just something as a reporter, and I understood this, you know, perfectly, that I could be standing on a street or a public highway or a publicly owned sidewalk that is the property and transportation venue of the city, and I could say what I wanted within reason. You can't threaten to kill somebody, but you could say what you want. And I could also hurl questions at the city council member who was on private property. But the second I step off of that street or, you know, public way, I am not on private property anymore. And so everything changes. Okay. Our roads are public. That is constitutional. That was intended by the founders. What else are we supposed to provide for? Our protection. So, Lee, we have got to find a way to use this technology for good, the way it was used by Spartanburg County to save this little girl who could be dead, probably was raped because some genius thought he'd disable a flock camera. We might have been able to protect that, prevent that. We would have been right on the tail of this guy in the car driving her there, but for that guy who disabled that flock camera. So look, I'm in agreement with that guy on one thing. We cannot have national databases of flock cameras. We cannot have government access to national databases of flock cameras. We've got to be able to do it locally, and we could do it quickly with the jumps. In other words, we just had, for instance, a murderer who was caught up in Boone County. That was, what, 3 weeks ago?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he ran from Greenville. He committed murder in Greenville, and he ran. Well, we were able to do that. I mean, you know, you just follow the jumps across county lines. As soon as he crossed that Boone County line, they had him. We can do this locally. We can do it locally. That is the fight that we should fight, is for control of flock cameras so we don't have a national surveillance database, so they don't become an enhancement to the FISA system. But I got to tell you, that ship's already sailed. You want to fight for your privacy, you go fight the federal government. You fight Flock, you fight the company. Should they have the kind of proprietary information? They don't. No, they should not. There should be laws governing that. They have way too much information. They have way too much access. And as a result, they have too much power. But should your sheriff, who you elect, be able to ask a private property owner, because that's how this works, to put a Flock camera on their property and point it at the road? Yes. Absolutely. Yes. The problem is the flock company controlling information and having the information. That is where it goes wrong. We can fix that with legislation at the national level. We can also fix it with legislation at the local level. We need to do that. We also need criminal penalties for any law enforcement officer that abuses it. But folks, the entire time I've been doing this, the FBI, the NSA has been illegally spying on you. Everyone's a felony. There's never been a single prosecution ever by the FISA court, because that's John Roberts, our Supreme Court justice, runs it. He lets them get away with crime. And nobody cares. That's what kills me. Nobody cares. So shame on that person who did that. That is not how we fight this. And you almost could have cost the little girl her life.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Headline: no charges for former Anderson County deputy who resigned over flock camera misuse. Anderson County Sheriff's Department, this is from earlier in the week, said a deputy will not be facing criminal charges after he misused the flock camera system. Guy's name's Deputy Eric Center, and he used flock, they say, for a purpose outside the authorized reasons for accessing the system. Okay, if you're wondering what a flock camera is, they are basically, it's actually surprisingly old technology. It's been around for decades. I mean, they're getting a lot more attention now, because sheriff's departments and police departments are asking private property owners, hey, can we put on your property? It's voluntary. And pointed at the road so that we can pick up the make and model and license plate of a car. And then they then use it for all kinds of purposes. And I mean, when you look at, and folks, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, I've been obsessed with this for a while. What these cameras would do, that they would make crime obsolete. And what they could do, and the incredible power for good that comes with them, but the also incredible danger of it. One of the things we need right now in the state of South Carolina, we need it badly, is we need our state legislature to create criminal charges around this. Okay, that is the reason that officer was not charged, because, improperly logging into the flock system, usually to spy on people, in their life, love interest, something like that, is not illegal. It did get you fired, and he resigned rather than getting fired, but it's not illegal. It needs to become illegal. We need protections around this. And we cannot have one private company have this level of power. That's too much. All that's got to change. But at the same time, these cameras have a lot of potential, and we saw that. You can hear the anger in Sheriff Bill Run's voice. Spartanburg, we could have had this girl back in hours when he was still on the run. He got 23 hours with her. He's 31. She's 12. Just kidnapped. Groomed online and kidnapped from the upstate. But somebody disabled the tower. So they had to go back and do it the old-fashioned way. And but folks, they're going to do it the old-fashioned way. What do? They got to go knock on the door of every gas station, every business on the route where she disappeared. Can I see your camera? Can we look at your footage? They share it, especially when you say there's a 12-year-old. No business wants to be the business who wouldn't turn the camera over, the video over. And they got to go business to be. It took hours because somebody disabled that flock camera. They could have done it like that. Again, in the last month, one murderer went on the run, committed his crime here in Greenville County, went on the run. We got him in Boone. Flock camera. They got him as soon as he crossed the county line. There was a bolo out for him. Bam, picked him up. Couldn't kill anybody else. Two little girls in the last week. 13 and 12. That's young to me. 13 and 12. Got him. Flock cameras. But this 31-year-old creep had 23 hours with her. So I hope you feel proud of yourself. I do. I hope you feel proud of yourself disabling that camera. Hope you think long and hard about it. If you want to fight this, and I want to fight this, we need legislation, then the way that we do that is in a constructive way. We need legislation at the state level. Love to see local regulation of these cameras as well. We need city councils, county commissions to pass that. And we also need national regulation of this. And we need regulation that puts it back in the control of local sheriffs and police. Because, and this texter's right, y'all have reported at least 10 times in your listening area where Flock has been misused in the last 2.5 months. And we have, folks, we have, I think Lee and I have very fairly covered both sides of this. We've talked about the sheriff's deputies, the response to the sheriff. I had the sheriff on to answer questions after two of his deputies misbehaved with the Flock system. And as soon as he found out about it, they were bam, gone, terminated, system lockdown. So he did the right thing. Why did he do the right thing? Whereas FISA and the NSA and the FBI and thus the Democrat Party view the NSA spy system, which is far more intrusive than flock cameras, as their personal plaything. Remember Maxine Waters saying Barack Obama's built a system unlike anything before, we have everything on everyone? Yeah, that's that system. This is not that. We should be able to control that for good. We should have had that little girl in 2 hours. And the difference is this. City council answers to us. Sheriff answers to us. They are local. We have control over them. We don't have control over the way that Barack Obama and the Democrat Party and the FBI abused the national system. Folks, remember this. By the time they were done with it, they had spied on the movements of 20% of the Senate. It was all the conservatives. All the Republicans. And Lindsey Graham. They were watching everywhere they were going with it. Did anyone on our side? I couldn't get a single negative text about it, and I was outraged by it. Did a whole podcast on it. Nobody cares. I don't understand. I don't understand. But this we can control, and we can make crime obsolete with this. Texture writes, Flock helped catch the cop killer from Georgia, too. This is one of my favorite headlines just from yesterday. Ohio deputy uses flock cameras to find missing Belmont County girl in 30 minutes. Let me tell you what, that's your child? That's your grandchild? You'll give everything you have in that 30 minutes for these cameras. But you know what? They stay in place and we keep good local control over them. We don't let the feds get a hold of them. We get, and we can still rein it in at this point. Because Flock's a company. We can regulate them. We can do it right here. Right here in this county, right here in this state. We get control of this. And 31-year-old creepazoids, like the one that just kidnapped that little 12-year-old girl from the upstate, he ain't going to pick her up. Because he's not even getting 30 minutes down the road. He's done.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
A historic moment for Nike, which could not slap Republicans, conservatives, and normals across the face hard enough and often enough. It stopped even being about marketing and started being about, quite frankly, pure, unadulterated hatred. They were confident, though. It was 2021. Joe Biden was the president. You know the pressure that Democrats put on all of those businesses using the Human Rights Campaign. If you didn't have a high score for pushing woke ideology in your ads and every part of your business, you'd get pushed out. The big hedge funds wouldn't buy you. They were all liberal and they had it all figured out. They'd rigged the culture. If you didn't want to go along with the silly little rating system, well, you'd get an SEC investigation. They tie you up in red tape. So it was easier to just fake the culture for the Democrats to pretend everybody was woke now. Nike felt safe. And their true hatred of normals, quite frankly, their entire customer base, came out. Look, they weren't the only company to do it. It became the culture. Pretending the 20% represented the 80%. And the more political you got, the safer you were under the Biden totalitarian regime. In fact, Susan Rice, not too long ago, a few months ago, Obama's former sidekick, saying, hey, look, we're coming out. We're putting all you people in prison who sided with Donald Trump. For what? Nothing. We make up crimes. Nike thought they would be safe. How's that working out?
After 18 years, Nike is being pushed out of the S&P 100. The sportswear giant has lost roughly $200 billion in market value. At yesterday's closing bell, Nike stock was valued at $37.35, which is down from more than $160 5 years ago.
Nike forgot the warning from the man who made them a global powerhouse in Michael Jordan when he said Republicans buy sneakers too. And now Nike Joe is in free fall.
Yes, you can't just say half the country, sorry, I really don't want your business. And then you do every ad possible, sign every person possible to make sure that happens. And the fall of Nike is really quite remarkable. I mean, this was the powerhouse. And they weren't like that for a while. You know, before they signed Jordan, it was all about Converse and it was all about Adidas. And then Michael Jordan made this great deal with them, which actually his mother orchestrated, that said, okay, for every shoe we sell, we get a percentage of it for the rest of our lives. And now Jordan to this day will make hundreds of millions of dollars on his sneaker selling, even though he doesn't do any ads for him anymore. That the point is that, yes, just like Jimmy Kimmel once said, where he said, every Trump supporter out there, I don't care if you ever watch my show again. I don't want you to watch. Okay, well, then you're going to half your ratings and eventually your show is going to go away like this one reportedly is. So in the end, just put out a good product, treat your employees well, don't get political. And if you do that, you may be successful. Once you decide to pick a side and throw things in people's faces they don't want, well, they'll stop buying your product, right. And that's why Nike stock is where it is today.
Joe, I want to get to this really quickly. In Texas, in 2021, Texas Democrats.
So that's it. What does this look like? What is this? The culture was artificially suppressed to look woke. We're still fighting this today, folks. I mean, we literally have all the Democrat AGs trying to stop a merger, the Paramount merger. Why? Because they are terrified that Republicans will control 30% of the news and entertainment programming in this country while they control the other 70%. Because if you could know and see true things that reflect actual culture and actually provide what audiences want, they will lose. That and they can't rig mail-in balloting with the help of the Chinese. There's that too. But they will lose. What does Nike show you? In the Trump era, where you don't have to be woke, you can actually appeal to an audience segment and you won't risk an SEC investigation. You won't risk a regulatory federal government investigation. You won't get a bad human rights score from Barack Obama's former campaign manager and then find all of the hedge fund doors slammed in your face. You can't raise capital. Those days are over. Nike bet big. They bet big on endless Biden-style totalitarianism and censorship. And they lost. They lost. And this is a good thing. It's a historic brand, but oh well. Too bad. There'll be others. Maybe best not to give in to the totalitarianism of forcing woke culture down people's throats to try and protect yourself from the federal government. Maybe you should fight the federal government because you know what? We might win. The 80% of normals might win, and we did. We did when Trump won. And that is why Nike is broke right now. By the way, you might also want to look up Cracker Barrel. It ended a almost similar way. It's just that we chop blocked it before it got terminal for Cracker Barrel. Which, by the way, makes the absolute best trout anywhere. My favorite dish. You go to a high-end restaurant, they charge you $30 for trout that's not as good. Cracker Barrel gets it done. It's like all I eat there. It's amazing. You haven't tried the trout, definitely try the trout. And you can go in and enjoy the decor, which is largely where it was. Why? Because we won that cultural fight too. We are the majority. And if you don't get that, you go down. Texter writes, I was so disappointed when South Carolina switched from Under Armour to Nike this year. Texter writes, if they would like some unsolicited advice, here's some. Go all in on Caitlin Clark. Shoes, shirts. I'd add Sophie Cunningham to that. Shoes, shirts, sports bras, the whole thing. The consumer of women's basketball has money to spend. Yes, and normals love Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham. What we just saw in the last 48 hours is wild, okay? John Thune booed. Booed. At the Republican, I don't know what you call it, convention that they're having, rally. Donald Trump, who's constantly flogging Thune as he should, for some reason stood up for him yesterday.
And John Thune is here from the Senate. Where's John? Where's John? No, John is working hard. Yeah. He's got great opposition.
Yeah, he's working hard for the Democrats. That's about all he's working hard for. As he tells you the lie that he just doesn't have the votes for the SAVE Act. Knowing damn well we passed that SAVE Act, it's going to be a generation of Republican wins because Democrats cheat with the help of China. That's been verified by the FBI. Their assessment, not mine. You can see their declassified documents. So John Thune, in the face of finding out the Chinese hacked boards of elections, created fake driver's licenses, and used them fraudulently to try to elect Joe Biden, we don't know what on what level because the FBI didn't say, but they do believe that that was a legitimate plot. That is their own assessment. They hid it, by the way, from Congress and then lied to Congress about it. Should go to prison, but nobody ever does. John Thune said, you know what? I'll help the Democrats and China. And he's doing it in two ways. One, blocking the SAVE Act, which is treason, but also sitting on $500 million the donors have given him when he admits that we need Texas to keep control of the Senate. He refuses to fund Paxton. So guess what's going on? I mean, the Republican Party, you got one job, right? Advocate for Republicans, get them elected. John Thune and Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, say, no way, we're not giving Paxton any money. We're only giving it to liberal Republicans. Screw the rest of you. So Elon Musk steps up and says, I'll do it. If the Republican Party is refusing to elect Republicans, I'll do it. He just ponied up the first $100 million. And by the way, he doesn't give these people money because they're so crooked. He runs the whole operation himself. Do you realize this? Elon Musk is doing a better job right now with get out the vote efforts, targeted door knocking, targeted digital ads than the actual Republican Party. And he's spending more too on the midterms because the Republican Party just can't figure out if they want to win or they'd rather the socialists win. I'll tell you about it coming up next. $100 million in the first tranche. Why? Because Elon Musk gets what John Thune and Tim Scott just don't understand. Tim Scott sitting on $58 million, refuses to help the Republicans win Texas. Won't give him a dime. In fact, his point of view is that Paxton should give him money. Paxton should raise money for him. Okay, Senator Scott. Elon Musk gets it. You know what Elon Musk just said? We don't win. America is toast. He gets it. Republican leaders don't get it. They just don't get it, which is why, folks, this is what's insane. Elon Musk is currently outspending Republican leaders in trying to elect Republicans. Let that sink in.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.